This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 448, and today we're going to be talking about time management. Now, you may think, how does time management equate to mental strength? Well, you need to have that mental strength and the warrior mindset in order to manage your time correctly. Otherwise, we get so distracted with things. And one of the biggest frustrations with my clients on a personal level and on a business level is they feel they don't have enough time to get everything done. And so we're going to talk about a little bit about what that looks like and how to create some time management skills for that. So part of it is many individuals don't plan ahead of time the things that have to be done. They just create this really super long list of tasks, and they write down 10, 20, 30 tasks, and they just keep an ongoing list. So one, you never get a feeling of accomplishment, and two, it's just overwhelming. You see a list, there's a, you know, when you have too many things to look at to do, we tend to freeze. We just don't do anything. And so what we want to do is make sure that when we plan this out, so what if you're in business or have a career, what I recommend doing is on Friday afternoon, think about the week ahead. And what are the 3 to 5 things that absolutely have to get accomplished during that time, and schedule those out? Steve Covey talks about this as your big rocks. Your big rocks are absolutely essential. You have to schedule those out. And then you put them in your calendar. I like to use a calendar with color codes so I know what's absolutely important. But you have to define ahead of time what these tasks are going to be. So just on a side note, task management is making a to-do list and checking them off as you get them done. And it just, no matter how long it takes. Time management is segmenting your day or your week into compartments and creating a structure and then placing a task in each one of those. Again, for instance, let's just say email. You're at work and many people, first thing they do is check email. They leave their email up all day long and they respond immediately, etc. So one of the tasks you would have is from 8 until 9 or from 8 until 8:30. In that time, so you're managing the time, you're going to do email. At 8:30, you close it down. Now, if you're in business, I can hear already, well, what if somebody needs me? What if somebody has to get something done? Well, the priority has shifted from just emails to now, if it's really important, somebody's going to call you. If it's really important, somebody's going to text you. And if it's something that they just want to get done, they're going to email you. So if you just put aside a half hour, an hour in the beginning of the day and the end of the day, you're going to be able to respond and manage those emails correctly. And then you just shut them down. With smartphones on a personal level, we often have to fight the urge to look at, and this is also for business. If you have your business emails going through your smartphones, you're going to have to turn your notifications off while you're involved with a project. And let's say, now we'll go to the personal side. Let's say you going to the gym. You have time, so you make time. Not a checklist, go to the gym and you get it done. But you say from 9 in the morning to 10:30 in the morning, I'm going to the gym. So you segment the time and then you put the task inside the time. At the gym, you turn off your ringer, You turn off all notifications if you use it for your music. You turn off everything, so all you do is hear your music and you work out. Guaranteed, guaranteed. And if the phone rings, that's what voicemail is for. People will get a hold of you. Nothing's that urgent. I mean, there are only a few minor things that are going to be that important that you would have to take that call right then and there that another hour wouldn't wait. Obviously, if there's a loved one in a health condition, that's a different story. We're putting those off to the side. But during your normal daily activities, nothing's that important that it can't wait for an hour and a half for you to get your gym time done. So in order to do proper time management, we have to create boundaries. These boundaries are turning off the phone, turning off your ringer, turning off email. When you have a task, when you have pre-assigned yourself a task to do, and you've made a commitment to yourself in your calendar that you're going to clean the garage this Saturday from 9 in the morning to noon, and one of your buddies calls up and says, hey, let's go fishing, let's do this, let's do something else, hey, can you help me move? You have to be strong enough to say, no, I have something scheduled. Now, that's not being a jerk, that's not being a friend, but you have something done. The question is, if you were on vacation and that person needed to move, what would they do if you weren't there? This is where we have to start thinking is when we have a task that's, so when we carve out time and put a task in there and somebody asks us to do something in that time slot, we have to be really good with saying no. Obviously, we want to say it politely, correctly. But the key here is to think about, if you weren't there, what would they do? So obviously, they would find somebody else if you weren't there, if you were on vacation, if you weren't around, whatever it is. So we don't have to feel obligated just because they came to us. They came to us because there's an expression I use that we teach people how to treat us. So again, this could be at work or at home, but this happens a lot at work. When somebody comes into your office or to your cubicle, whatever, and they ask you to do something, most of the time, all of us are obliging and go, yes, we'll do it. So we're teaching that person or people, it's okay to interrupt our time and that their task takes priority over ours. That's what we're telling them, meaning that our stuff isn't as important as theirs. All the stuff is equally important. It may not be equally urgent, but pretty much it could be equally important. So if you truly, truly are backlogged and you have all the stuff to do, somebody comes up and says, hey, can you do this for me? You're going to get some pushback, but you need to say, I'm really busy right now. I have a lot on my plate. I'm sure you can find somebody else to help you. And then they may say, well, you've already helped me in the past. You've done this. Yes, but I have stuff on my plate now. And let me ask you, if I wasn't here, what would you do with this task? And they'll come up with an answer. And then you say, great, then I think that's the best solution. And you just do it nicely because, again, we need to segment our time and put the tasks in there. But we also have to define what those tasks are. And Steve Covey, again, talks about big rocks, pebbles, sand, and water. And the big rocks are the things that are essential. So for a personal calendar, obviously you need to go to work. So you would block that out first. But let's say you want to go to the gym and you're going to go to the gym after work. You block it out in your calendar. That's your big rock. Let's say that two times a month you want to go on date night. You block that out ahead of time. So the way this would work, or the way I coach my clients, is on your personal calendar, you want to take a month at a time. So we're here in the beginning of the month. This is being recorded on August 3rd. So what you'd want to do is take a look at your calendar for August, schedule in your work days, because if you may want to take some days off, you schedule that there. You schedule in your personal time, your yoga, your massage. If those are big rocks, you schedule your date night. You schedule all of that ahead of time. Obviously, you don't want to schedule your whole calendar because you need to leave some spontaneity there. But the things that are really essential to you. So for me, Working out is absolutely essential, and my clients are absolutely essential. Those are the two things that are tremendous. And then also in the morning, my meditation. So I schedule these things out until I'm able to get into a rhythm, and I know, and I just tell people, no, I'm busy. And usually if you just say, no, I'm busy, they go, okay, fine. They don't usually ask what you're busy with or why or whatever. And the key there is you don't have to give an explanation on why you are refusing or turning down an offer to do something else when you have something scheduled. So then the other part of time management is determining, estimating how much time you're going to take on something and then just stay with it. So we'll go back to cleaning the garage. You go from 9 to noon. You work on the garage, you put on some music, get some coffee, you're pumping, boom, boom, boom. Everything's going great. Noon comes around, you stop. Even if you're on a roll, because if you scheduled other things, so let's just say that noon, you have yourself scheduled to stop because you're going to go see your kids play soccer or baseball and their game starts at 1. Guaranteed, if you don't stop at noon to clean up, have lunch, etc., you're going to miss their game. And that game's important to them. So no matter what you're doing, you have to stop, which creates a sense of urgency. So when you're cleaning the garage, you're going to be more focused at it because you know at noon you have to stop. And it's going to create some effectiveness and efficiency with it. So with all your tasks, make sure you schedule how long you think it's going to take, or how long are you going to give that task. When that time is up, you move on to the next thing. And this way you can keep things organized and you can start working smarter with it. And again, so with a personal or business, you would want to ask yourself, what are the 3 to 5 things that I need to get accomplished next week that would make it an amazing week? And you just focus on that. I prefer 3. 5 is stretching it. Any more than 5 things to get done, you're over prioritizing it. There can't be 10 things that are all equally urgent and important. It just can't be. Because we need to look at this as doing time management as one after the other, not doing multiple in parallel, such as multitasking. So once you assign your priority to it, you schedule it, you put your time into it, and then you'll work through it. Now, to-do lists are fine, but if you keep finding yourself running out of time because falling behind, I got to go to the grocery store, I got to get gas, I got to pick kids up from practice, I got to do this, I got to do that. That's just stuff you do in your daily activities. And you may not want or may not need to schedule that. But those time chunks also take away from things that you want to do for yourself and your projects. So my suggestion would be is to schedule those big rocks for yourself. All the other stuff is essential. And I think that once you start to prioritize the 3 to 5 things at the end of every Friday that you want to get done next week, schedule those in your calendar, stay strong to them, that you're going to find that you're going to get more accomplished and you're going to feel really satisfied about it. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.